FASB worked very hard on this, and it was an extremely complex area. But their original model was, relative to what we have now, simple, okay? What they have said is, it's complex, 500 some odd paragraphs, 200 some odd pages, it's complex because you asked for it. You, our constituents, said, I need my exceptions, I need to do this, I need to do that, I gotta have flexibility. And so they built the complexity in to accommodate everybody. So they're not feeling so bad about their model. They say, we had a concept. You asked for all the exceptions. You asked for this mess. You got what you asked for. Moreover, and this is, you know, I do believe this, as this fair value project goes forward, I think a lot of these issues will go away.
Yeah, but it's going to create new ones.
Always does.
I mean, you know, in other words, you can create a lot of instability on the held to maturity kinds of things. I mean,
banks are a good example of this. This whole notion of derivatives, fair value, hedging, so on and so forth. You know, we started with relevance and reliability, and you know, FASB has decided that for financial instruments and derivatives, fair value is the most relevant thing. I will tell you that any middle market bank will look you right in the eye and say, I don't manage based on fair value, I manage based on flow. I lend, I borrow long, I get deposits at low rates, and I lend the money out, I earn my spread, I don't manage. It's not so true with the big banks. They are managing risk, they do manage their book differently. But FASB is not moving toward industry-specific guidance. They're moving toward common guidance to be used by all. And in this area, it doesn't always hang together well.